All right. So let's take a look at Gemara on Sadi Yom Vez in Bava Metzia. You got a chance to look at some of the stuff here?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's take this question over here. Idmar, in the bottom of the... Chosmo Bekol. V'inhiga Bekol. Okay. So what does that mean? Chosmo Bekol. Kishoyza Shoche Lechol Haya Goerba. Yeah. So when the animal is bending down to eat, he yells at it. Vein higa b'kol b'kloyim, vein ha'ochiz b'mardeh. Okay, so talking about the two isurim, two lavin, right? Lav of l'sachsom shor b'disho, right? So that's what? What's that lav? That what? What's the lav of lo sachsom shor b'disho? It means that what? That when the animal is doing disha, you can't muzzle it.
What is
disha? Disha is called the threshing.
What does that mean?
That's where they take the grain and they lie it on a hard on the floor, and the animal pulls basically steps on it or pulls a board over it to crack the wheat. Crack the wheat out of the shell. Okay, so you're not allowed to muzzle the animal when it's doing disha. And you're not allowed to drive mixed species together, right? So what if you did it with your voice? You yell at the animal to stop eating. Every time it's about to eat, you scream at it. Right? Or you make the animals pull the wagon by yelling at them. So what's the question? The question is going to be Chayav Malchus. What? Yeah, so Rabbi Yochanan Omar Chayav, Reish Lakish Omar Potter. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Chayav, Akimas Piv Havimaisa. What does that mean? Moving your mouth. So a ventriloquist would be moving your mouth is a maisa. Moving your mouth is a maisa. Rashi says, "Vavli lav sheyeshbo maisa v'lokin
olo."
Well, you have to move something. He still has to move something, even the ventriloquist. You just don't see it. But, and Reish Lakish says, Potter, kola lo havi maisa. All right, so what we're going to try to do over here is try to understand the machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan about what is a maisa. Okay? We're not going to go into, at least I don't intend to go into the question of lav she'ein b'maisa lokan lov ein lokan lov. That's separate sugya. But I think we can isolate the question of what is a maisa. Seems to be an interesting topic. And it's really really got to go through in in Sanhedrin and in Croesus, right? There's two sugyas. Anybody get a chance to see those Gemaras yet? Sanhedrin and Croesus? Mm-hmm. They're pretty much repetitions of, right? It's pretty much the same sugya. Each other. It's very complicated, though, to figure out all of the, a lot of different cases over there. You should make you need a chart of what's a maisa, what's not a maisa, maisa gum, or maisa zuta. Okay, this all sounds,
Are we in the brand? You don't have a maisa book?
Yeah, but the question is like this: first, off the bat, what do you say in this Gemara? What's the problem in this Gemara right away?
What are they arguing about?
There's
two different lashonos when the machlokas are being defined.
Yeah, they're using two different things. It's like they're not talking to each other. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Akimas piv is a maisa," right? And Reish Lakish says a voice is not a maisa. But what about the Akimas Piv?
Right, we don't know what his sheet on that is.
Right, Rabbi Yochanan didn't say kol lo have a maisa. He said Akimas Piv is a maisa.
Right.
So what's Reish Lakish's response that a kol is not a maisa? Okay. Okay. So let's take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos says like this: Tema, the Perek Shlishi de Shvuos Omar Rabbi Yochanan Omer. Hoya Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Rabbi Yochanan Omer Hoya Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Kol Lav Shein Bo Maisa Ein Lokin Alav. Chutz Mi Nishba Umeimar Umekalu Chavero B'Shem. So Rabbi Yochanan says that what? That on every lav she'ein bo maisa, Rabbi Huda said in the name of Rabbi Yosi Aglili that you don't get malchus on, except for what? Nishba meimar umakal chaver b'shem. V'halo Rabbi Yochanan gufe ka'omar hachod akima sifosav havi maisa. Imkein nishba umeimer makalo chaveiro b'shem amai machshiv osam lav shem b'maisa. The Netos asks a simple question, right? Basic question. He says, look, if Rabbi Yochanan is going to say moving your mouth is a maisa,
how could that be a lav shem b'maisa?
So then, all those cases, any lav that's to do with speaking is a lav shem b'maisa.
What is meimer?
That's where you do tamura. You try to say this meimer in place of this meimer. So. And there was any lav that has to do with the speech, according to Rabbi Yochanan, should be a lav sheish b'maisa. So why does he say over there that those three are the exception? That even though they are a lav she'ein b'maisa, still lokin alav. Right? Okay, so here's Tosfos. This is the main answer. This is really where everything starts to, hopefully, start to... understanding things a little better. So like this, Yesh Lomar, the Lo Ka'omar Rabbi Yochanan the Akimas Piv Havi Maisa Elohacha. The only time Rabbi Yochanan says the moving of your mouth is a Maisa is what
here.
Is here. Why? Mishum Dibure Ka'ovid Maisa. Why? Because with his speech, he did a maisa. That becomes complicated. So in other words, what was the maisa they did? Sheholeches vidosha belo achila. So the animal did disha without eating. So what's this? A strange formulation, right? Now Rabbi Yochanan says Akimas Piv is the maisa, right? Akimas Piv is the Maisa. Tosa saying that Akimas Piv is only considered a Lav Sheish Bo Maisa when what? When it changes behavior somewhere else. So if the changing of the behavior is the Maisa, so just say that the animal did the Disha without eating. Which is the Maisa now? So which is the Maisa?
How does that make Akimas Piv a Maisa?
It's like complicated. It's confusing answer. Saying Rabbi Yochanan is saying the speech, saying the motion of the mouth is a Maisa. And Tos saying, yeah, the motion of the mouth is only considered a Maisa when with the Dibor it causes a Maisa. So where's the Maisa? Is the Maisa in the pear or is the Maisa in the other thing?
That's right.
In other words, it's not the movement of the mouth alone that's a maisa. Because if movement of the mouth alone is a maisa, then makalel and neymar and nishba, they should all be lav sheish b'maisa. Because you move your mouth when you do them. Right? You move your mouth when you do them. Yeah. So it's only what? So in other words, that's the machlokas over here. Somehow that's the machlokas over here. Between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish.
That doesn't answer Reish Lakish's not secular response.
No, it doesn't. Now it sounds like Tosafot is saying that when your speech causes an action, so then Akimas Piv is a Maisa. So Mamashach, either Akimas Piv is a Maisa or not. What's the difference if what's going on outside of your mouth?
Also, what is the
about like this? Okay, so maybe we can think about it like this. Can you guys mute yourself for a minute?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whew, that's much better. Okay. So let's see if we can get an approach going over here, and then we'll see how far it takes us. But in other words, if you're going to look at it normal, if you look at it that as a lav sheyesh bo maisa, if you look at maisa to be a question of involvement, right, of the osa, right, then you're going to get completely stuck. Right? That's what Tosa is saying. If you're looking at Rav Yochanan the saying that in order to be chayav on a lav, you have to be actively involved in the lav. Right? You have to be an active participant. Passivity is not a machayav. Like Nosar. You just left it. Right? You failed to consume it. So then you're going to have to say that Rabbi Yochanan is saying Akima Sifasayim is activity. In other words, you have to be active in the accomplishment of the love. So then, if Rabbi Yochanan is saying Akimas Piv is considered like a minimal shear of activity, then any love that has Akimas Piv should be Chayev. Right? That can't be. That's what Tosis is pointing out. That can't be. So then the problem is, so what does Akimas Piv do for you? What does Akimas Piv do? And if the Akimas Piv is not the Maisa, so if Akimas Piv is not a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa because of Akimas Piv, so then why is it a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa? No, it's apparently we're working with a faulty assumption. The assumption was that it's just a matter of activity. Right, so now it's more than a matter of activity. So what is it? Yeah. So what I think Tosis is saying over here is,
how did you disprove it as activity?
Because if it's just activity, then Rabbi Yochanan is simply saying Akimas Piv is considered activity.
Then you won't be able to distinguish.
And then you can't distinguish it between any other type of lav that has a kimas piv. Okay. Yeah. What's that? Okay, good. Good. So I think what the Gemara over here is saying, Koin Tosos, is that aside for the idea of the personal activity, you have to first define what a maisa. You have to first have an idea of what maisa is. Right? It has to be a definition to what maisa is. All right. And what Tosus is saying is that lav sheyesh bo maisa means not a lav that you are active in, but it's a lav. It means a lav sheyesh bo maisa is a certain type of a lav. It's a lav where a maisa brings about an effect.
Well,
I'm
trying to define maisa.
Yeah.
You used
maisa. Well, so the Tosus. But
why is it hard to understand?
Let's put it this way. I'm sort of grappling with it. I mean, I told you it was going to be a little different, you know, more of a demand more participation than this week.
Yeah.
I'm saying action means that I'm saying that to say that there's a maisa means to say that there was some effect was brought out. That's what Stauber's question was. If a guy is waving his leg while he's lighting a match, that is an activity of the Gavra, but it's not bringing about any effect of Issa. Okay? Lav sheyesh bo maisa means that there's an action, that the lav is formulated where there is an activity of the gavra that brings about an effect. Okay? So that's why Tosa is saying that the only time, the only question, this whole discussion, let's put it this way. In terms of lav sheyesh bo maisa, you have to have a most fundamental definition, you have to have at least a basic definition of maisa. So he's saying the basic definition of maisa is that it brings about an effect. Okay? No matter how active the guy is, if there's no effect being brought out, then it lacks in the idea of maisa.
Professor?
Yeah. So that's why those are the cases of makalel. Let's say I'm malbim pnei chaver b'rabim. Right? So in other words, what did I do? What's the effect? It's a non-physical, there's no physical, alright, it's true, the Gemara says a person turns white. But Lashon Hara, all of these things, where's the effect? Where's the effect? In the realm of action, where's the effect? But if I'm goer behema, so then, if I'm goer behema, I yell at the animal. That has an effect. Now the only machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is, in order to have a maisa, you have to have two things. It has to be an effect, but it also has to be my action that brought about that effect. Right? So that's where speech becomes a bit of a complicated issue. Because the motion of my peh really has what effect? First, what's the effect of the motion of my peh?
Soundless.
Call. The call. And it's the call that really affects the animal.
Yeah.
See, that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing about. You understand? Rabbi Yochanan says, Akimas. Everybody knows that there's an effect. That's not the question. There's definitely an effect. The animal was prevented from eating while it was doing Disha. It's as effective as muzzling. I'll get to you in a minute. But question is, do you say that Rabbi Yochanan says that effect was brought about through the mice of my peh? And Reish Lakish says, no, the peh brought about the kol, but the kol is not a maisa.
Like
I don't know. Something like that. Have to think about that. I have to work this out a little better. No, it's a good question. Let's finish that. And then that says, Ulahachi. What does it say? Ulahachi parach hacha Rabbi Yochanan l'Reish Lakish mimeimar. T'choshev maisa. Mishem debidi bure k'ovid maisa.
The question then?
Yeah, but isn't it is still but why is Rabbi Yochanan called the Lav Shema Maisa? Isn't it still contradictory? I mean, Tosfos is saying that Rabbi Yochanan himself really held Meimar is a Lav Shema Maisa, right? That's what you have to say. He was just quoting Rabbi Yossi Aglili that he holds they're not. I don't understand. How do you work the Gemara out?
Yeah, I don't understand that either. It seems like he's treating it as one of the exceptions and not the
problem. Either case, you're causing... No, there's no difference between smacking the animals by kilayim and causing them to run and pull the wagon, or yelling at them to start and pull the wagon, right? In either case, what happens? There's an action, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's an action that has a reaction, an action that causes an effect. What's the difference if the maisa on my part is moving a stick or moving my mouth?
So in theory, if you were talking to a person but it was like a sound, the startled them or whatever, I don't know, there was some relevant effect in that regard, it would be the same thing. You're just trying to isolate it from being a medium of communication.
You mean like you startled them?
I don't know, whatever. I was just saying like...
What about the day that you yell...
Shbo maisa means... Now, there's a quaint way of saying anything. Lav sheyesh bo maisa means it's a lav that has that brings about a change. Okay, it's a lav that brings about a change. I mean, we're working with this. We're working on this. Okay, working on this. So if I makalel, what's the change? There's no change. So words flew out of my mouth and nothing happened. Big deal. I'm not saying big deal like it's nothing, like it's a light thing. But there's no change.
Right.
You understand? nothing happened because of my words. But if I yell at the animal to mush, and it goes without eating, I did something. I did something. That's a lav that has a there's a mice in there. So that's what I'm trying to say. Lav, in order to get malchus, there has to be two things. It has to be that there is a change and that you caused it. If I somehow, through the power of my mind, could move things around, right, I would not be a lav shame. It would be a lav shame by myself. You need two things. You like that?
No.
Huh? Because it has to be my action that's causing the effect.
You do it with your mind. It's your mind. What do you mean? You're related.
Telekinesis?
Yeah.
Is yes, physical action. I'm not saying I'm saying the involvement is true too. I'm saying the involvement is true too.
It's just not the only thing.
It's not the only thing. Involvement is only going to be important if we're talking about something where there's an effect. You need two things. I can be as involved as I want to be and not have an effect. That's going to be a lav shein b'maisa. Or I can cause an effect without my maisa. That would also be a lav shein b'maisa. And what Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing about is when you're yelling at the animal, do you consider the akimas piv to cause the coal and the coal to cause the change, right? And that would be kola lace bay is not a maisa. Or do you say that you go by the akimas peh? I don't really have a good definition for this right now. I'm just trying to work this out. Tosus seems to be holding that. Tosus is satisfied to say that Rabbi Yochanan held that Meimar could be a lav sheish b'maisa, right? He's satisfied to show you that Meimar could be a lav sheish b'maisa because it has a halachic effect. But Nishba and Mekalel were never even a havamina for Rabbi Yochanan. Right? In other words, there's two issues. That's what I'm trying to show you. There are two issues. One is the issue of what kind of an effect needs to be brought out to be considered a maisa. And then the other issue is what kind of an input on the gavra is considered to be related to that effect. Those are the two aspects of a maisa.
Why
yeah.
Have
right? What Daniel was saying is like this. He's saying, when we talk about maisa in the Torah, whether it's maisa issa or maisa mitzvah, maisa has a meaning of a maisa has a normal meaning. It means doing something, producing something, a product. That's the most basic form of a maisa. I mean, there has to be a product. If there's no product, then it's lyric. It's nothing. It's waste.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah. Here of defining maisa. Okay, so let's think about it. Let's think about this machlokes. Let's think about this basic idea. And then let's work it through the Gemara. Which Gemara do you think we should do? The Gemara in Croesus or the Gemara in Sanhedrin? Sanhedrin is easier, no? Let's go through the sugya in Croesus. Let's go through the sugya in Sanhedrin. Okay? And let's try to map it out clearly. It's very complex because you have Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish again. And then they're also arguing in terms of the Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva. Right? You saw that, Gemara? Right? They're arguing about whether Rabbi Akiva holds lav shein bo maisa lokanalav or whether you need a maisa zuta in Sanhedrin. So there's a new category of a maisa zuta now. A small maisa. Right? I think maisa zuta is good. I think if we take this approach, maisa zuta makes sense. We'll see. We'll have to try to work it out. The way I'm trying... Just to wrap it up, summarize it. I'm saying like this: that the Gemara is only what Tosis is telling you is that the Gemara is only having this discussion because there is an effect. If there were no effect, there would be no issue. Okay, that's why there's no issue by Makalel. There's no Havamina by Nishba. The only once. Tosis is saying that the Gemara is that the basic assumption is that there's an effect. Otherwise, there's no chance to be a lav sheyesh b'maisa. If there's no outcome, if there's no change, then it would fail immediately in terms of maisa, because a maisa with no effect, there's no such thing. Okay. Hold on, we'll get to my zuta later. So the only thing is, the machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is in terms of the other aspect of Maisa, that you have to be considered to be Ose the Maisa. You have to be the one that caused the Maisa, that brought about, your action has to bring about the effect.
The level of involvement.
So that's why they're arguing in different words. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Akimas Piv, you want to know where my Maisa is that brought about that effect? The moving of my mouth. The motion of my jaw is my maisa that brought about that effect. And Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are saying, no, it wasn't the moving of your mouth, it was the kol. Your mouth brought about the kol.
And so
but then the kol brought about, and it's lacking the man's level of involvement. But the mistake is, what Tosis is trying to guard you from is, don't think that the definition of a lav sheyesh bo maisa is how involved you are. The definition of a lav sheyesh bo maisa is that there's an effect. The only thing is, I mean, the prerequisite is that there's an effect. And then, of course, it's only going to be complete if your maisa is bringing about that effect. So they're only arguing over here because there is an effect, and now they're arguing about whether akimas piv is considered to be what is considered to be the maisa of that effect. Is it considered, can it be considered akimas piv, and then you would be chayev, because you'd have both elements. You'd have your activity and the effect. Or do you say, no, there's a middleman between your maisa and the effect, which is kol.
Even though it has an effect,
that would be like my case of telekinesis. If through the power of my mind I could do something, that would be like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is saying it's like moving something with your mind.
Right.
It's not an involvement in your...
Akimas piv is definitely a maisa.
Correct. But right. So is flapping your hands, like Stab was saying. So is wagging your is shaking your leg. Right. But it's not connected. It's not connected to the out to the effect.
Mm-hmm. It's an activity. It's not. Why would you say?
That's right. It's an action. It's not a maisa.
Why can't you trace back on the step?